perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Appleton. Yes, sir, Mr. Wainwright.
Marshall and Walpole have recommended you for an assignment.
They did? But, yes, sir.
I'm your man. What is it? Political scandal? Corruption?
Drug dealing?
No, they want you to go on a game show called Risk It All.
Interesting. Well, what is it, payola? Show's fixed? What's the angle?
The angle is Marshall and Walpole don't want to do it. It's a piece for the Sunday supplement.
Well, yes, sir. I'll stay late tonight and research the history of game shows. You know, I think they started on radio.
Appleton, you go on the show, you write 2,000 words about what it's like to be a contestant. It's a game show. It's not Watergate. Now, you better get going. You've got to be there in 30 minutes.
Well, that's awfully short notice, sir.
This is journalism, Appleton. We do things on short notice. You need a partner, so grab somebody and get going.
Yes, sir.
Glisten.
Balky, I need you to be my partner on some stupid game show called Risk It All.
That's my favorite game show. I'm going to call all our friends and tell them to meet us there.
No, I'd rather you didn't.
Glisten, we're going to meet Bink Warmington and his lovely co-hostess, Kelly Langston.
Tell me about it in the car.
I read her book. Yeah. Kelly talks to teens about hygiene. There's a great chapter on skincare, how to be a hit in spite of your zit.
So well, but you lose everything. Well, thanks for joining us. So long, ladies, from Risk It All.
Try harder.
It's your fault. Always your fault.
Balky, you didn't tell me about the stunts.
Costin, everybody knows about the stunts. Why you think they put us in jumpsuits? As a fashion statement?
This is awful. I'm going to humiliate myself in front of the entire city of Chicago.
Kelly, let's introduce our next two contestants.
Bink, they're two cousins from right here in Chicago, Larry Appleton and Balky Martakamas. Let's welcome them to...
Risk It All!
Kelly, it's you! Oh, you're my favorite game show hostess! I'm so happy to see you! And listen, I don't believe that story about you posing for those photographs before you became a big fan.
Well, looks like we've got a live one, huh, Kelly?
Bink! Let me look at you! Let me look at you! Let me ask you, are those your real teeth?
Because I can tell. You've never been on television before, have you, Balky? Tell you what, you...
Hello. Hi, everybody. Very end.
Why don't you do me a favor here, Balky? You just stand right here and let me start the game, okay?
Okay. You're embarrassing me.
All right, it's time to play...
Risk It All!
Now, here's how we play our money round. Kelly will describe a stunt to you, and then I'll ask you a question. You can either do the stunt or answer the question. You got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Bink, did you say we can either perform the stunts or answer the question?
That's right.
Well, yeah, but of course, nobody answers the question. I mean, you can't have fun that way, can you, Bing?
Well, you could have fun if you try this stunt. It's the Wheel of Schmutz. Kelly?
Oh, I love the Wheel of Schmutz. Because this one, this bucket camera, you take disgusting stuff, and you reach inside to pick out the necklace, and you put...
Balky, Kelly's job to describe the stunts, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, you're right.
All right.
I stand corrected.
Okay. Kelly?
I think I understand the stunt. You do something and you get messy. Now, what's the question?
The question is, which famous artist cut off his ear?
Cousin. What are you doing?
I'm going to answer the question.
No,
just let me have just one moment. I think Cousin Larry's missing on the phone here.
It's only a 30-minute show. Could we move it along?
Just 1 minute, Balky. The only reason I'm here is because the paper sent me. Now, we're just going to answer the questions, get some cash, and go home. No stunts. That way I get my story and avoid humiliation.
I'm going to press that stunt button before you ever think of getting near that question button.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
You think so?
Yes, I do.
Bink, the artist who cut off his ear is Vincent Van Gogh.
That's right. You just won $25. Now, get ready, guys, because our next stunt is Sit on It. Kelly.
Balky and Larry, all you have to do is break four little balloons by sitting on them. But surprise, the balloons are filled with whipped cream.
I knew it. They're always filled with something. Cousin, I'm going to do this one.
You may not want to do the stunt. You may want to answer this question. In the Peanuts cartoon, who is always calling Charlie Brown Blockhead?
Lucy Van Pelt.
That's absolutely right. You've won $50.
Cousin. I've tried reasoning with you. It failed. I want to do the stunts. So from here on out, it's war. I'm throwing down the cutlet.
$100, what will it be, the stunt or the question?
Bink, the first man to sail around the world was Ferdinand Magellan.
That's absolutely right. You just won $500. Larry and Balky, you're the first two contestants ever to make it to the final question here in the money round without doing a single stunt.
Well, we're going to do the next stunt.
Yeah? Well, this is one stunt that you may like. Let's take a look. It's flying chickens! Kelly!
One of you will place the chicken in the catapult and send it flying across the stage where the other one catches it in a bucket of barbecue sauce.
I love flying chickens. And I'm going to do flying chickens.
The button doesn't count until Bink reads the question.
Now, for $1,000, who was known as the King of Swing?
Oh, look, Kelly fainted!
Kelly!
Oh, you chose the question.
Buck up, buddy. Bink, the King of Swing is Benny Goodman.
That's absolutely right for $1,000.
to find out if our two contestants want to keep their money and go home, or if they want to risk it all in the prize round.
And we're out.
I want to see whoever booked these two people on my show in my dressing room now.
Balky, did you hear that?
Yes, I think Bink wants us back.
No, the part where Bink said that we could quit.
Quit?
Sure. I've got everything I need for my story. Let's just take the money and get out of here.
Of course, and quit? We haven't done anything but answered questions. We may as well be on Jeopardy. We don't have any schmutz on our jumpsuits. Because I want to do stunts and win big prizes.
Ah, there it is.
There what is?
Big prizes. That's how they suck you in. Balky, they depend upon the most basic of all human failings.
Bad posture?
Greed. Greed. They show you something every poor, gullible slob wants, like a big screen TV.
A big screen TV? Oh, Carson, let's risk it all! Please, please, please!
It's happening already.
What's happening?
It's the greed monster.
Where?
Inside you.
Inside me? Like alien?
Yes. 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 Yes, yes. It starts deep inside you. And then Bink feeds it by letting you win enough until the greed takes over.
No.
And you lose control.
No.
And then Kelly feeds it even more by showing you bigger and bigger prizes. And the greed grows and grows
more
until finally...
No. Why would Bink and Kelly do something like that to me?
Well, they can't help themselves. They're part of the system.
But cousin, how could the greed monster get me? I'm not a greedy person.
Oh, no.
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 It's all right. It's all right. Balky, it's not too late. I'll save you.
Thank you, cousin.
Hey, I know you'd do the same for me. Now, when Bink comes back out here, he's going to tempt you with some fantastic prizes, but you have to be strong. You have to resist. Remember, just say no.
Got it. I'll be strong, cousin.
Bink, we're back.
Well, we're back. Well, the big question is now, will Larry and Balky keep their $1,000 or are they going to risk it all? Now, follow me, fellas, and I'll show you what you could be playing for.
Remember, be strong.
Just say no. Just say no.
It's a brand new sports car! Kelly, tell them about it.
My pleasure, Bink. It comes equipped with all the luxuries, including air conditioning, CD player, and cellular car phone. Yes, Balky and Larry, you could drive this dream car home if you're willing to risk it all.
Well, guys, what's it gonna be? Are you gonna risk it all for that beautiful new car? What do you think, audience? What should they do?
Risk it all!
We're going to be strong and
risk it all!
Talk about style.
Yeah, that's some car.
Yo, the car's nice. I was talking about Bink.
Isn't this great?
Yeah, but do you think we could get a different car? I don't look good in red.
Now, are you guys ready to risk it all for that beautiful new car?
Give me the question and give me the car!
But, cousin, we could lose all of our money.
All right, now you may not want to answer the question this time. You may want to try this very easy stunt. Kelly?
It's a little thing we call dueling buckets. Now, one of you will take a bean bag and throw it at...
The question! The question!
All right. Here's your question. Whose picture was on the $10,000 bill?
Salmon P. Chase!
That's absolutely right! They won the car!
Oh, gosh. I'm so relieved. Thank you, Bink. Come on, Costa, let's take the car and get out of here.
Wait! Come on. Don't go yet! It's time for the bonus round!
Be careful, we could lose everything.
What's the bonus prize?
The bonus prize It's a cruise around the world.
Oh, God, that's right.
You'll be cruising in style because we're going to throw in $25,000 in cash. Now, what should they do, audience?
Risk it all!
We'll risk it all!
No, we won't!
Yes, we will!
No, we won't!
Yes, we will!
No, we won't!
We'll risk it all!
We're gonna risk it all!
Bink, I know you can't help yourself, but you're really starting to flee and tick me off.
Now, in order for you to keep the car and win the trip and the cash, you're going to have to either answer the question or do all the stunts you didn't do on your way to the bonus round, plus one more. Kelly?
That's right, Bink. It's bobbing for bananas.
Now, for your trip around the world, here is your question. What land did the Roman Emperor Claudius annex in 43 A.D.?
Oh, my Lord!
Now, do you want to answer the question or do the stunt?
Balky, I don't know the answer. We're going to have to do the stunt.
They're going to do the stunt!
Cousin, why did you do that? The answer is Great Britain.
Great Britain! The answer is Great Britain!
Good answer!
Yes.
And a right answer!
Yes! Yes!
But a late answer. You chose the stunt.
What do you mean, a late answer? I want that trip.
Gentlemen, you'll have 3 minutes. Remember, if you don't complete all the stunts before the buzzer sounds, you'll lose the car, the trip, the cash, everything. But to make sure that you go from one stunt to the next in style, you'll be riding the Risk It All Commode Cab. Kelly?
That's right, Big. It's an American Imperial Whisper Flush with a patent cushion seat. Compliments of Cunningham Hardware, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Ready? Set! Go! And grab 4 necklaces and put them around your neck. Grab the necklaces, onto the neck they go. I see 3. We need 1 more. There you go, you've got 4. Back under the commode cab. Come on, fellas. You don't want to waste time here. Get on the commode cab. The next stunt will be flying chickens. Flying chickens. You know how that works, guys. You have to catapult chicken up in the air and catch it in the bucket of barbecue sauce.
One
And that is the bonus stunt, bobbing for bananas. That's right. You get to pull out four bananas without using your hands. Four bananas.
Time's up.
I can't lose. I want that trip.
Listen. It's over. It's over. We lost everything.
How about it? Worth it.
Hey, Balky. So we didn't win the big prize. The important thing is, I got everything I need for my article. Hey, I'm a reporter. I had a job to do, and I did it. I should be proud of myself. I should feel good.
But you feel like schmutz.
Listen.
I could have had a trip around the world. Sports car. I'd look good in a sports car.
Yeah, I know. Listen, it's okay. It's all right. It'll pass. This too will pass.
But I wanted to win.
Now look, we didn't lose everything. We're going to go on television. We're going to stick our heads in chocolate fudge. You go to ride around on a toilet.
And you see that as a good thing.
It is a good thing. It's good to let your hair fall out once in a while.
Well, it was kind of fun when those chickens were flying.
Bobbing for bananas was a blast.
You know, Balky, if I had just had 5 more seconds, I think I could have gotten that last banana.
There is one way to find out.
I'll get the bananas. You fill the sink with chocolate fudge.